You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we're with Maggie Lord, the founder and editor of RusticWeddingChic.com and the author of two wedding books, Rustic Wedding Chic and Barn Wedding. Maggie is also the founder of the online wedding planning tool, RusticWeddingGuide.com. Maggie, a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So how and why did you start the blog, Rustic Wedding Chic, and at what point did you turn it into a full-fledged company for yourself, and what advice do you have for other bloggers looking to turn their blog into a business?
So I started Rustic Wedding Chic back when I was actually planning my own wedding. And at the time, my husband and I wanted to plan something very elegant and very rustic. And, of course, I turned to the online wedding blogs to get inspiration and ideas. And I found that there was really a hole in the marketplace for somebody like myself who was planning something rustic, something country, but also kind of elegant at the same time. So I decided to take on the challenge, and I figured if there was other brides out there like me, I knew that they would be looking for the same sort of inspiration. So I started Rustic Wedding Chic with that idea to help other brides create a beautiful rustic wedding, give them inspiration, ideas, and resources. And it was just about a year after I started blogging that I really turned it into a full company. I started to hear from brides and vendors who were loving what we were doing on the blog, wanted to be a part of it. We were getting tons of real wedding submissions, and so we decided to really take it on and make it a company. My advice for bloggers is that it has to be a serious business. You really can't just decide to blog here and there or when you have some spare time. If you want to make it a business, it has to be run like a business. It has to be serious. I put all my time and effort into Rustic Wedding Chic. I'm always looking to connect with other vendors, other wedding professionals, other bloggers to make the blog as good as it can be. So I'd say it's about making a really serious business for yourself and then also networking to create the best blog for your readers.
Certainly inspiring information and advice as well. Now, why do you feel the rustic wedding trend and the Rustic Wedding Chic brand took off? And what is it about Rustic Wedding Chic that keeps readers coming back?
You know, it's a really interesting question. It's a question that I get often. What I quickly learned when I started blogging was that the term rustic wedding was really an umbrella term, and it took on everything from a country wedding or a backyard wedding, maybe a DIY style wedding, certainly the vintage, or a lakeside resort wedding. So brides and couples were using the word rustic as kind of an umbrella term, and it encompassed all these other different types of weddings. And I really think that what Rustic Wedding Chic did is that we hit the nail on the head and that we showcased as many different types and versions of rustic that we could. So we really connected with readers across the board there. And then I think the readers like to come back because they have a real connection with us and they know that I answer their emails personally. I'm involved with the readers. I love to answer questions. I help them in our Ask Maggie section, which is very popular on the blog, and I can help them find a venue or track down the right wedding dress. So we really have an interaction with our readers, which is what I think they keep coming back for.
Now, I understand, you know, you're a full-time writer and also a mother. How does having a job like being the founder and editor of a top wedding blog allow you to have both personal and professional time?
It's not always easy. It's a balance. Yes, I am a full-time wedding blogger and writer between having the books and then, of course, the online presence between RusticWeddingChic.com and then RusticWeddingGuide.com. And it is a full-time job, and it gets my attention 100%. But I'm also the mother of a 2-year-old little boy, and I'd say it's a juggle, and it's not always easy, but being a blogger affords me the time to be home with my son. I've been able to, you know, raise him and be there for all of the most important milestones in his first 2 years. So it's not always easy, but it's kind of a back and forth. One day the blog gets my full attention, and the next day my son will get my attention. But I feel just lucky enough that I am able to have a job where it has the flexibility that I can still work from home when I need to and be with my son when I need to.
Today we're joined by Maggie Lord, the founder and editor of RusticWeddingChic.com, the author of two wedding books, Rustic Wedding Chic and Barn Weddings, and also the founder of the online wedding planning tool, RusticWeddingGuide.com, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Maggie, you recently launched a new website called RusticWeddingGuide.com. How did this site grow out of Rustic Wedding Chic, and what does it offer to couples who are currently planning their wedding?
Yeah, so we launched just this past February, RusticWeddingGuide.com, as a planning tool for couples, and it really grew out of the fact that I was receiving personally somewhere between 200 and 400 emails a week, as long with people hitting me up on Twitter and Facebook looking for vendor and venue suggestions. I would get emails from brides saying, I'm desperately looking for a barn in Georgia for my wedding, or do you know of a rustic location in Southern California? So I figured if I was helping all these brides individually, I'm sure that there was more brides out there who I was not hearing from. And so I figured to make the process more streamlined for these brides and couples, I would put all of my resources that I've gathered for the past, you know, 4 years that I've been blogging for Rustic Wedding Chic into one place so that the couples could find them, they could search, and that we really could bring the best resources to our readers. And on RusticWeddingGuide.com, we have fabulous vendors. We have great venues. It's a hand-picked collection of what we feel represents the best rustic country vendors out there. We have everything from cake designers to florists to vintage rental companies and everything in between.
Now, your company is not just an online presence. How did you create a multi-platform business which includes TV, speaking engagements, books, and more?
So my first book, Rustic Wedding Chic, grew out of the popularity of the blog, and I was hearing from readers that were asking for a more complete collection, something that they could hold in their hands and kind of look at on, you know, in this ongoing catalog sort of style. And so I worked with a couple of publishers, and I ended up working with Gibb Smith to create my first book, Rustic Wedding Chic, which was full of ideas and inspiration and tips from wedding professionals, along with just great-looking real weddings and ideas, and kind of how to plan the best rustic wedding. And in my new book, Barn Weddings, which is coming out August 2013, obviously we focus on a very specific type of rustic wedding, the barn wedding. Again, I worked with the great team at Gibb Smith to create a beautiful book that I'm very proud of. And then once I started to kind of have some popularity with the blog, shortly after that I was getting requests from TV talk shows and radio shows to come on and share my experience either as a blogger or to share what I've learned as a wedding expert, and to help kind of communicate to couples and brides how they can plan the best wedding that they can have.
Now, there are thousands of blogs out there. The curiosity, I'm sure, not only for me but for the listener is, you know, there's so much for readers to pick from. How did you make your brand stand out among the numerous wedding blogs out there?
Yeah, it is very difficult, and especially in the wedding world, there's hundreds of blogs for readers to choose from. What we're very proud of is that we have a high standard for our real weddings and what we want to show on the blog, and that we're true to what our reader is looking for. We want to give them the best inspiration and ideas possible, but we also want to introduce them to new resources and new tools out there that they may not know of yet. So we really take our job as a blog seriously, and we always try to bring the best to our readers. We take the brand Rustic Wedding Chic, you know, very seriously, and we love to get our brand out there. Recently, I spoke at IKEA to talk about how you can curate the perfect wedding with the IKEA products, and then we brought that to our readers online. So we really have a strong visual point of view that we always communicate on the blog, and I think that what happens is the reader really connects with what we're showcasing, and that keeps them coming back. And then, of course, we really kind of started to dominate the rustic and country wedding scene in the blog world. So our search terms are really important to us, and our SEO was really important. And then being out and promoting the company, the books, and the blog was a really important key to be able to stand out, you know, against some of the other wedding blogs.
If you would, tell our listeners where they can purchase your books and to also be in contact with you online as well.
Yes, so my books are available anywhere books are sold, including local retailers, online, of course, Amazon. It's also, you can find the links on RusticWeddingChic.com. rustic.com. I'm always available on Twitter, and our handle is at rusticwedchic. Our Pinterest page is a fabulous place for readers to get ideas, so you can always find us at Pinterest, and it's rusticwedchic again, and then on Facebook at rusticweddingchic.
You've got it covered. We like it. She is Maggie Lord, the founder and editor of RusticWeddingChic.com, also the author of two wedding books, Rustic Wedding Chic and Barn Weddings, and the founder of the online wedding planning tool, RusticWeddingGuide.com. And one more time, those websites are RusticWeddingGuide.com and RusticWeddingChic.com. Maggie, thanks so much for joining us here on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.